Hey, it's past lunch already. Are you ready to go? Okay, wow. I guess you're not ready to go at all. Seriously, I figured you'd at least put some pants on by this point, but I guess not. What am I talking about? What else do you think I'm talking about? You said you were gonna go shopping at Costco and buy me a hot dog. We were supposed to go half an hour ago, but instead, well, here you still are with no pants on. You know what? It's fine. Just put on some jeans or something and let's get going. You're seriously asking me why I'm in such a hurry to go? Really? I've been stuck at home for who knows how long. All my favorite restaurants are closed, and now that it's past lunch and I finally have a chance to go eat something outside the house, well, I'm really hungry and I want the hot dog I was promised. That's why I'm in a hurry. You know I get hangry. Now, come on, wear something and let's go. What? No, seriously, I don't see what you're getting at. Yes, I can see that you have an erection. Believe me, I noticed it when I came in here. But I don't see why that prevents you from putting on your jeans. I've seen you have erections in your pants before, so I know you can put something on no matter how big of a stiffy you've got. You can't drive to Costco with an erection? What, are you afraid you're gonna get an erection and your gear stick mixed up while you're driving? You think you're gonna try to put the car in reverse and wind up accidentally grabbing your dick instead? All right, you know what? Here, spread your legs. What do you think I'm doing? If your erection is what's getting between me and my hot dog, I'm gonna help your erection go away. I'm gonna give you a blow job. What else do you think I meant? Now come on, spread the legs. Stop being so shy. Just spread them and let me. Oh, wow, you are hard. And your balls feel really full. I guess you really do need my help, huh? But after this, we're going straight to Costco, right? Promise? You wouldn't lie to someone who's literally got you by the balls, would you? Because if at any point I think you're not being 100% honest with me, you know what I'm gonna do? If I think you're lying, I'm going to give you a hard and fast blowjob. And when you come, I'm gonna keep my mouth wrapped tightly around your cockhead, and I'm gonna suck out all the cum. I'm gonna suck out every drop. But I'm not gonna swallow. No. I'm gonna get up with a mouthful of your cum, and I'm gonna kiss you so you can find out what betrayal tastes like. So you'd better be very, very honest when you tell me that you're taking me to Costco for hot dogs after this blowjob. Got it? Good. Now say it. Look me in my eyes and tell me that you're gonna give me hot dogs after this. That's right. You're gonna feed me hot dogs right after you feed me your cock. Say it again. What a good boy. Now lean back, just relax. I'm gonna suck you now. I'm gonna suck you until you fed me everything because I'm really hungry. And your load is gonna make the best appetizer. Oh, what's wrong? Are you getting too close? Don't you know, slow down so you can last longer? No, I'm not going to slow down. I want you to come. I want you to feed me. I'm really hungry, you see. I wanted to eat hot dogs. But in the meantime, I'll be swallowing your sperm instead. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my appetizer. I'm too hungry to stop, so come for me. No, I'm not going to slow down. Not even if it's too much for you. I'm going to keep sucking until I've devoured every last bit of your cum. And then afterwards, you're going to take me out for hot dogs like you promised. I can feel how close you are. You're leaking so much free cum into my mouth. Just let it all go for me, honey. Come on, it's all right. Just let it go for me. Oh, that really was a lot. You really needed that, didn't you? Okay, now go put some pants on. And if you're a really good boy and feed me some hot dogs in the very near future, I'll give you an even better reward when we're back home. Don't make me wait.